A crew member on the fishing vessel Frontier Explorer has been charged with sexual harassment and sexual assault of a National Marine Fisheries Service observer. Victor Chavez Ramirez, age 28, was arrested on Thursday in Unalaska by NOAA special agents, and his arraignment took place on Monday. Assistant U.S. Attorney Stephen Skrocky alleged that Chavez Ramirez verbally harassed and groped a NIMFS observer while aboard the vessel Frontier Spirit from August to October 2008. The harassment and assault also impeded the observer's ability to monitor bycatch and collect data, another criminal offense for which Chavez Ramirez is being charged. Skrocky says that while the harassment and assault were alleged to have taken place 2 years ago, the observer approached law enforcement only recently.
We moved on this case relatively quickly once the observer elected to come forward with the allegations that have been charged against Mr. Chavez Ramirez in the information.
Chavez Ramirez is a Mexican citizen, and he has been working in the United States illegally. In 2006, he fled from a deportation matter in the state of Washington. Because of his immigration status, U.S. Magistrate Judge Deborah Smith denied bail for Chavez Ramirez and ordered his detainment. However, Skrocky does not believe that the defendant's immigration status will play a role in his upcoming trial.
His immigration status doesn't really complicate any of it. As we referred to the court at arraignment, he's got an immigration detainer pending at present, which means essentially he's going to get deported after this case is over because of his illegal alien status. So from our perspective, it doesn't complicate the case at all.
Both the Frontier Spirit and the Frontier Explorer are owned by the Seattle-based company Clipper Seafoods Limited. The two freezer longliners were previously operated by the Alaska Frontier Company, but Clipper Seafoods acquired that company while the assault and harassment were allegedly taking place. Dave Little is the president of Clipper Seafoods, and he says that the Alaska Frontier Company had handled the issue.
We bought the Alaska Frontier Company in September of 2008. And as I recall, they had that incident. The previous owners had an incident with this sexual harassment thing, and that was just that was something that that they dealt with. And when we bought the company, that was their issue, not ours.
The defendant has remained in Clipper Seafoods' employ through this year. Little did not comment on Chavez Ramirez's immigration status. The trial will take place on January 11th in Anchorage.